I had no clue that this was going on until I heard you mention in the news this morning, Dave, that there was another search that turned up nothing for Jimmy Hoffa.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I heard that.
Another one under the freeway and in Jersey. Yeah. So the Jersey boys didn't get him. Somebody else did.
Talk about, though.
Just random.
Well, yeah, but remember how whenever there would be some kind of news that, oh my gosh, perhaps we know where Jimmy Hoffa's body is. There was a big buildup. There was a big media crush and everyone knew what was going on. This guy was like under the radar.
Right.
Well, this one was uncovered. One of the Fox anchors was big on this one and did a special report on it. And they had some special equipment used that was supposed to be able to detect things underground. And they supposedly found a cylindrical object under the freeway. And they were sure that they had finally found Jimmy Hoffa. Someone said that he had been put in a barrel and,
heard that. Yeah.
But again, wasn't to be.
No.
I'm just, as I said, this is where we've gotten, though, here in 2022, where everything used to be the big build-up to unveiling it. The media crush would be there. This happened, and
You probably write a book with a dozen chapters with the different locations where they've looked.
And we know, several years ago, I remember right in Bay City, it was that backyard that was dug up by the pool.
Yeah. Essexville, yeah.
Oh.
So that makes, okay, fine. Because he disappeared on Telegraph Road,
right? Yeah, 19th
right restaurant.
Red Fox restaurant.
Yeah.
And they were thinking that somebody transported his body all the way to Jersey?
Well, there have been all kinds of things.
Just seems like that's just not feasible.
Speaking of Jersey, though, wasn't years ago, it was a giant stadium in Jersey.
Right. That's
the end zone.
That's another one, yeah.
Yes, there's a pavement.
Wasn't it the joke for a while that people were making that at least one person from Detroit found the end zone?
There was a report of something about how somehow or another the body was disposed of and that he was buried in that cemetery down near Troy. There have been all kinds of things that never.
But it used to be where you'd get this big buildup and everyone knew what was going on. This was after the fact. Oh, by the way, they searched for his body, and at least as far as what I didn't hear or what was made of it. Yeah, maybe next time. Maybe, I don't know. Jimmy Hoffa's mystery lost its luster?
I think a bit. I think it's generational. I don't think.
Oh, probably. We're going back to 1975.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
But there's so many of these people that claim that they witnessed or they know all about it, or a relative they told them about it. And, where do these people come from? They've got imaginations, I guess, that run wild.
And at this point, how many of those original people are still around?
No, they can't very be.
That might have been associated with Jimmy Hoffa. Right.
Yeah.
They'd have to be passing these stories on.
It's 47 years ago.
Somebody on the deathbed. Before I go. Come closer. I need to whisper something in your ear.
In my opinion, I think that he was incinerated, and that's why we'll never find him.
Probably relatively within a short period of time after he was taken.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If you'd think of the way that things were done within the circles that...
Yeah, right.
You're not going to wait.
No.
Well, anyway.
I forget about the Giants Stadium one.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I remember
that was a good one.
Yeah, those jokes were, people were wondering, are we supposed to make jokes?
Yeah, it's okay.
He was declared dead in, 1982, so...